This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. military officials are suggesting that the bombing of Afghanistan could continue for some time. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says the U.S. has not run out of targets. The U.S. has yet to bomb Taliban ground troops on the front lines against Afghan rebels. Rumsfeld suggested yesterday that the U.S. will strike those forces as soon as it finds them.
Our conscious pattern is to try to be helpful to the forces on the ground that are anti-Al-Qaeda and anti-Taliban, and we are doing it aggressively everywhere we have decent targeting information, and at the moment we have had less than perfect targeting information in the areas I think people are speculating about. I suspect that in the period ahead, that's not going to be a very safe place to be.
NPR's Steve Inskeep is at the Pentagon. Steve, the U.S. so far has left the Taliban ground troops alone. Rumsfeld seems to be putting them on notice?
Well, that's right, Bob, or at least leaving alone those troops who happen to be in the northeastern part of the country and are up in the front lines against the Northern Alliance. And Rumsfeld is suggesting the United States is really just getting started with its bombing campaign here. Initial reports about this bombing campaign had suggested it might last a few days. Clearly, the United States signaling that it's willing to go longer if necessary. The defense secretary saying that what the United States wants is better information. He also says he wants better communication with anti-Taliban forces. He says that that effort to reach out to anti-Taliban elements and even elements within the Taliban itself that might be willing to cooperate with the United States, that effort has not reached full flower. Now, clearly, though, there is a political dimension here, Bob. Other U.S. officials have suggested that they do not want the Northern Alliance, this rebel group in the northeastern part of the country, in power alone. They want time to think about exactly what kind of government might follow the Taliban in Afghanistan. And for the moment, we're being told, there has been no military-to-military cooperation with the Northern Alliance troops. In other words, as far as we know, up to this time, there are not, for example, U.S. Military observers on the ground with Northern Alliance troops to coordinate airstrikes in that area.
Extending the campaign raises some diplomatic complications.
Well, yes, that is definitely true. There have been protests throughout much of the Islamic world about this campaign, and that includes protests in some critical U.S. allies. We heard Pervez Musharraf today, the president of Pakistan, speak at a joint news conference with Colin Powell, the American Secretary of State, who's visiting that country. And Musharraf acknowledged what public opinion polls essentially have said. He said a majority of the people, meaning the people of Pakistan, this U.S. ally, a majority of the people are against the operation in Afghanistan. They would like to see the operation be terminated as fast as possible. And it is clear that if this goes on, if you have more and more civilian casualties, more and more protests, it puts pressure on U.S. allies such as Musharraf. I should mention, though, that if you read his statement, it doesn't sound like Musharraf is abandoning the military campaign just yet. He's saying, what I would urge the coalition is to achieve the military objectives and then terminate the operation.
There have been charges and countercharges about civilian casualties in the last few days. How do those affect the campaign?
Both sides know that this can affect public opinion in some of these same countries that we've been talking about here. And Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is suggesting that the Taliban is trying to manipulate world opinion, and even suggesting that some other countries in the Islamic world have been trying to manipulate opinion, since they don't necessarily have a free press and they perhaps have an opportunity to disseminate propaganda to their populations. And Rumsfeld is saying the United States really has to get its message out better.
Well, they are dropping leaflets now.
That's right, in Afghanistan itself, asking Afghans, in effect, to stay out of the way of the bombs. There is one leaflet that shows an American shaking hands with an Afghan, the message there that the Partnership of Nations, which is the phrase the United States is using, is here to assist the people of Afghanistan. Another leaflet shows an image of a radio tower and urges people to listen to the radio, and when you tune in, you hear the United States broadcasting to the Afghan people to please stay away from military installations, terrorist camps, roads, bridges. So clearly there you have the U.S. urging Afghans to stay away from U.S. firepower.
NPR's Steve Inskeep at the Pentagon.